For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. If you would turn there for me, because we will be spending a lot of time there. What this is Paul's valedictory. What this is part of Paul's final letters to Timothy, one of the final things he says to Timothy. The Bible is silent regarding the death of the Apostle Paul, but it is believed that Paul was brought out of Rome by the Emperor Nero and beheaded. This was between 67 or 68 AD and the great persecution of Christians. See, Paul knew that death was imminent, but yet he was still joyful. Paul knew death was imminent, but yet he was still happy. Paul continued to give glory to God when many in his shoes would not have done the same. Why? Well, let's observe this. We're going to look in verse 6 and go over that. Look at it a little closer. It reads, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand." He says, being poured out as a drink offering. He is an offering. If we observe this verse, how does Paul approach his death, his own death? See, Paul was not afraid to die. He trusted God so much that death was just simply departing from this world. Do you view death in this way? Here's a way to look at it. The world is like Egypt. It's a place of wickedness, a place of misery, a place of slavery. Heaven is like Canaan. It's a place and a state of rest and happiness. Look forward to the start of a new chapter. Look forward to the start of a new journey through Christ. A journey long anticipated. A journey for which preparation has been made. One's view of death ultimately is what determines what your attitude towards death is. Paul's view of it is as an offering and a departure, which helped him approach dying. It helped him approach with joy, with anticipation almost. Paul was also comforted by good memories of his faith. Let's look at verse 7. We'll take a closer look at verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. When I was in elementary school, I had an idea that because I am Christian, life will be a little easier. Life will not have tribulations and trials. This is a common misconception, though. As blessed as we are in this country that we have the right to practice religion, Christian life is often hard. It's a conflict. A good way to describe it would be a war. This noble war is a war with sin. It's a war with the world, with the flesh, and with the devil. But Paul could look back over his life with satisfaction. Why? Because he had won the war. He won the war. Not that he was sinless, but he had found mercy. Not that he was perfect, but he strived to do better. Will we at life's end be able to look back at a fight that is well done? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to be starting in verse 24. And it reads, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run this, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Paul compared the Christian life to running a race. Not a sprint, but more of an endurance kind of race. See, Paul could look back at his life with contentment because he trained. He trained like a runner. Let's go back and observe verses 26 and 27 a little more closely. Therefore, I run this not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection. That's what runners do. They get more and more disciplined to run their race. Except, most of us aren't runners. We are Christians. And us Christians, we do the same thing, except we discipline our mind. We discipline our mind in the gospel and faith so we may withstand tribulation, so we may not become disqualified from the race of life. We're lucky to have someone like Paul as such a great example of the things we must do in the body of Christ. Paul could die a happy man because of his precious memories. Looking back, he could take comfort in knowing he had fought hard. He ran well, and after all, he kept the faith. If we look forward, he was able to die a happy man because of hope. Hope and deliverance from evil. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 18. Verse 18 says, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work." See, there's no tribulation too great for us to handle. There's no tribulation too great for God to deliver us from. Isaiah chapter 57, if you turn there with me. Verses 1 through 2. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 1 through 2. It reads, "The righteous perishes, and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness." Do we have trust that the Lord will deliver us? What we get is also what we gain is hope and preservation for God's kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 18 also says, "And preserve me for his heavenly kingdom." So Paul also had hope and looked forward to future manifestation of the kingdom, the same everlasting kingdom of which Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 11, the same kingdom Jesus promised to those on his right hand. Paul had confidence in the preserving power of the Lord, knowing that God could finish what he started, knowing that he would provide a way of escape in every single temptation. Do we have that same trust in preservation? Do we have trust in the Lord like Paul had? Do we know that the Lord will likewise keep us for the kingdom? Do we know that we are kept by the power of God through faith? Paul was able to die a happy man because his view of dying is that it is merely deliverance to heaven. Paul was able to die a happy man because of his precious memories that he made on earth through Christ, through Christianity, through his righteous life that he decided to live. And finally, Paul was able to die a happy man because of his glorious hope that God will always deliver his followers.